The Hole in the Ground, which is an effective chiller from Lee Cronin, who made waves with his short film Ghost Train. Shanna Kerslake is a single mom. I'm almost certainly pronouncing that wrong, and I'm very, very sorry. He is a single mom who takes her young child to a new home in the woods, which is always the kind of thing at the beginning where you think, you know, whatever you're going to do, yeah, I wouldn't do that. En route.
How about a nice little housing estate?
Yes, exactly. Surrounded by other people. Yeah. En route, they nearly run over this creepy old woman who we later learn has a tragedy in her past and has been sort of wandering the road since then. It's an isolated house. She immediately starts redecorating it with wallpaper, which appears to be based on the carpet from The Shining. So again,
right,
you're thinking, I know which way this is going. Which is, The Shining is also kind of evoked in the opening shots of the car travelling and the camera flying over these trees, this sort of endless forest. One night, Mum can't find her son. She goes out into the woods. Again, don't do that. She goes out into the woods and she finds this huge sinkhole. You know sinkholes?
Yes.
The ground appears to have opened up. And
well, in fact, the ground has
opened. And the son says, what is it? And she says, I don't know. And the whole of the audience is thinking,
It's a sinkhole.
No, thinking it's probably a gate to hell. You know, what I would do is I would stay away from it. So she says, you know, you can't go out the house on your own. Don't say. But the next time she's out, she finds her son's toy. He has been going out to the sinkhole because she finds his favourite soldier toy. And she confronts him about it at the dinner table.
Do you remember those beautiful flowers you picked for me in the garden?
Yes.
Have you been going anywhere else?
No.
Like the forest, maybe?
No, Mummy.
So how's Chuck doing? Haven't seen you play with him lately. He's still your favourite, right? Are you sure you haven't been going into the forest on your own?
No, Mummy.
Then how did he get out there? No more lies, Christopher.
I'm not.
Tell me the truth.
I am.
Tell me the truth.
I am.
Tell me the truth.
I am.
Stop lying to me.
I'm not lying.
What's going on there? That sounds as though there are some superpowers.
He just pushes the table, but it's an unexpected moment when he pushes the table away from it, it sort of backs her against the wall. So there are lots of familiar themes in this. You know, you sort of, there are riffs that if you're a horror fan like me, you'd see, you know, as I mentioned, The Shining, possibly The Descent. There's a little bit of the atmosphere of The Witch. There's a definite nod towards the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Dark Water, the Hideo Nakata film, which again is about a mother and a daughter and something going on they don't understand. There's even a sort of, I think, a touch of that really strange psychological horror film, Goodnight Mummy. So there's a lot of stuff that you think, okay, I recognise where this is being drawn from. But none of that stops it from working, because what's happening is that the director is taking those influences and using them to cook up something that is original, but also is very, very well put together. It's shot in the Wicklow Mountains, although when I saw the overhead shot, I thought it looked Scandinavian. But it's that kind of dreamy. It could be anywhere. It could be anywhere. The location is very, very nonspecific. It could be anywhere. And it exists on the edge of a forest that appears to go on forever, with this hole that just looks weirdly unreal, and yet we know is kind of based in the reality of sinkholes. And the central performances are really, really good. You heard that stuff with the little boy talking. Saying, yes, Mummy. Yes, Mummy. Which reminds me of two things. Firstly, it reminds me of the tone of voice of Haley Joel Osment in AI, not in Sixth Sense, but in AI. Yes, Mummy. But also, I know a film which you feel the same way as I do about Village of the Damned, which is that there's nothing more scary than a child being politely,
I don't want to go to London.
I don't think you're going to go. I don't think you're going to go to London. And there is all of that playing around the edge of it. There's also this sense that it may all be in the head of the mother, that maybe she's just projecting everything. And the film does a very good job of balancing those elements. It's got a very, very good soundtrack and well-edited set pieces that manage to show you these little glimpses of things that might be horrifying but might not. You're not quite sure what you've seen. And one of the things I really want from a horror film is I want it to give me the creeps. And this gave me the creeps.